name's Valerie George, and I live in Hogglecote now, but I used to live in Marlborough Road.
Thank you very much. And we were talking about your youth, about you being a brownie and then a guide. Could you tell us, first of all, how did you become a brownie?
By just wandering off when my mother wasn't looking, going off with a couple of other girls to and walking down Finlay Road to St Barnabas Church, where they had a brownie pack there. And we just all joined up as brownies. And I came back home and said to my mother, well, I've joined the brownies. I don't think at that time she even knew what a brownie was.
And was she quite happy with you being a brownie?
No, she didn't mind. The only thing that worried her, really, I think that I had to have a uniform and money was scarce. So it was very difficult to find the money for a brownie uniform.
I can imagine that. And did you have lots of badges as well? I remember as a scout having to sew badges on and that being a pain.
We did indeed have lots of badges and things like cookery badges. And to this day, I'm not happy cooking. I'm no cook, but I had a cook's badge. And we used to have a thrift badge and a gymnast badge and things like that.
Brilliant. Lots of badges. And you moved on from the brownies into the guides. Is that right?
Yes. When I moved into the grammar school, Ripston Hall, as it was Ripston Hall High School for Girls, it was officially known then. I joined the guides at that school, and our skipper was a Miss West, who we all adored because she had played hockey for England about 2 years prior to me joining the guides. And we were based in a hut that was in the car park opposite the technical college, but we all stored our camping equipment down in the crypt at Christchurch.
And so you've got your camping equipment in the crypt of Christchurch. Was there anything else in that crypt?
Bones, lots of bones. Lots of, probably they were wooden, I don't really remember. They were probably wooden coffins, although they wouldn't have deteriorated so badly had they been lead coffins. And there'd be the odd, I don't know, arm bone or something perhaps visible, and we'd all clutch each other and start screeching as...
So this is you with your friends going down into the crypt of Christchurch to collect your camping equipment and noticing that there are bones there as well, poking out of the coffins. How old were you at this time?
Oh, probably 12 or 13. And I've just remembered.
Yeah.
I've got something else that I could show you. We went camping in North Wales, a place called, if I get the pronunciation right, Pwllheli.
Right.
I went with this Miss West, and we were in bell tents. And at the end of the fortnight that we'd had there, where we'd had initiation ceremonies and goodness knows what, as a 13-year-old girl, I was presented with a dagger in a leather sheath, which I have got now and which I could show you. And it actually says on the back of the leather, Good Camping 1949.
Brilliant. So it was worth braving the skeletons of the crypt.
I just can't believe now that a 13-year-old girl would be given this wicked dagger.
Yeah, I don't think the guides give daggers out anymore. Is that your most memorable part of being a guide?
Well, the fact that we did go camping. We were in these bell tents, which we had to roll the bottoms up so that they got aired every day. It rained pretty well all the time, as I recall. And we used to have things that we had to do, not like eating beetles, but that sort of thing, you know, and if you didn't do it, you weren't part of the gang.
I can imagine. And going back to the crypt just for a moment, sorry, I'm quite fascinated by this as the vicar of Christchurch. I've not really been into the crypt very much, but these 13-year-old girls going into the crypt to collect their tents and things, I guess you were quite scared, but were you also having fun being scared by each other?
Yes, it's a bit like Halloween now, isn't it? You know, you get the ghost jumping out at you and you're scared, but you're enjoying it as well, yes.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for telling me, and I'd love to see this dagger.